right, let's do it.
Give me a twerk, Sarah.
Oh, how do I twerk?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
That's all we got.
It's a podcast, not a cast pod. Hey, phrase every day she'll make you say.
Oh my God.
She got the scoop on pop culture news. So grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Oh, they're all here today. Welcome to the Hey Phrase podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Fraser. AJ's here in studio with me. She's amazing. She's the producer, co-host. She does it all. And she's come up from an intern.
We've really come up. I mean, started from the bottom. Now we're really here.
We started, yeah, and some of us back to the bottom. I mean, it's just like it's like a cycle. Like, you're up, you're down, top, bottoms. I mean, I do all the positions, and I've been through them all.
But what's your favorite? Top or bottom? Sideways.
On the top.
Dirty cowgirl.
As someone who's considering right now, I feel like I'm living the bottom. yes, I consider the top much better. Much better. Have you ever had like a moment? I'm already today. Do you just ever have those days where it's only noontime, but you're like, I have lived a fucking week in 5 hours, like, of being up? Like, you know that feeling?
Already exhausted. It's only Monday.
Already exhausted, already Monday.
No, I have those days a lot.
We have a great show for you, though. I'm super excited about today's show because we have our special guest. We brought him back after we voted him sort of in and out of the show.
Yeah.
But last week, this was like such a random thing. So through a friend of mine who I've known for years, and she's super awesome, big supporter of the podcast, she emailed me and she said, you got to have this guy in, this guy, Alex. And he really wants to have his own podcast. I think he'll be entertaining. He came in last week. We loved him. You guys thought he was like super hot.
Yeah, we all were like, who's this cutie? So Alex, when you called on the phone, you were kind of confused. You're like, is there a metro nearby? Or like...
Yeah,
I
totally just sound like a complete stoner like that,
and
right?
I was like, Sarah, you're not going to...
You do kind of sound like a stoner.
I was like, we're not bringing this guy in, right? We're just bringing him in for the day. And Sarah was like, oh, yeah, no. And then you come in, and I'm like, wait a minute. I take it back.
Let's see if he has talent, because he's a certified beauty.
Oh, my God. You are super funny. So anyway, you're back by popular demand. And I was saying to AJ, because you guys AJ put out on my Instagram, essentially, are you hot? Should we keep him? And everyone was like, oh, my God, bring him back. He's hysterical.
Bring him back.
So, Alex, you've also informed us that your nickname is Quillen Like a Villain, because your last name is Quillen. Is that right?
Yeah. These cross-country runners that... I was the captain of my cross-country team in high school, so these freshmen obsessed with me, and they made this phrase called Quillin' Like a Villain, like chillin' like a villain, so it really did stick.
I got it. Well, it's excellent. We love that you are on the podcast today, and we're actually going to do a special segment with Alex. Alex said, you know, he is not shy at all, and he came in and he was like, hey, I really want to do Alex News, which is basically the stories that I found from the weekend. So I was like, okay.
Can't wait to hear these.
And then AJ was like, I think I need a segment.
Yes.
So I was
like, yes. He's been here two days and he gets an entire segment. What is this?
She's jealous already. So anyway, we'll get to all that. How was your weekend? I was down at the Cherry Blossoms this weekend, which was just epic people watching and epic. I mean,
people from all over the country that you don't even know exist coming to see Cherry Blossoms.
It was so packed.
Best people watching.
The most amazing people. Honestly, I put this out on my Twitter last night because it was hysterical. Here's a picture of Dano, me, my boyfriend.
Oh, Dano.
Yeah, we had such a good time, little Dano. And, but anyway, we're standing there, and Dan almost lost it on this 8-year-old kid. This 8-year-old little boy is dabbing on the cherry butt while pulling the cherry blossom branches, and he's totally like, he's like this. How do you dab? You like dab like this, right?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, am I
pulling
dabbing
branches?
Right? He's like ripping the branches, dabbing, and the mom is on her phone 100%.
Has no idea.
And then there's this 30-year-old man standing there being like, let go of the branches, let go, just going in on this kid who has zero fucks to give. Like, the kid does not care at all, and he's just dabbing away on the branches. And
disrespect.
Like, God, this is awesome. Like, you can't make it up, right? Yeah. Like, you couldn't put an 8-year-old at the Cherry Blossoms dabbing.
And Dan is pissed. He's like, what is this kid?
Oh, Dan was really mad too. And sometimes I have to scale Dan back a little bit. Like, you're not the police. Like, don't be reprimanding everyone's parents. And he's like, that woman like isn't even watching her kids. I'm like, who kid? You know, I mean, whatever.
Hey, she took him to Cherry Blossoms.
Yeah.
Let the kid have his dabbing priorities.
I mean, no. And Alex, we were thinking about this because you're from Ohio. And
indeed.
You're only here for like a couple of weeks visiting and interning. Have you seen any bizarre people watching in D.C.?
Yeah, so one time when I was on the metro, this one dude tried to, after it had already closed, he tried to open the doors with both hands as it was like almost, actually it was almost closed, and he tried to jump out as it was moving, and I'm like, dude, you gotta just get the fuck back. Like, you're gonna kill yourself.
Get back. Anyway, so you know, it was hysterical, but we had a really good weekend. And that's you good. Were in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I was in New Jersey at a baby shower, and the last baby shower I went to, no alcohol, very very small get together. Nothing against people that don't have alcohol, but this baby
you
shower,
should, though, I mean, if you're gonna have a baby shower, any shower really,
a baby shower, bridal shower, there should be always at least some type of alcohol. So this was an open bar.
Well, great. But I gotta say, like, I don't think I've ever been to a baby shower, bridal shower where they didn't serve drinks. Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to a dry one?
Yeah, like maybe 2 weeks ago. And by the way, I'm 23. Why am I going to baby showers right now?
Oh my God, I don't know. 23, that's amazing. That's crazy to think. Like, I'm 35. Like, I had a kid at 23. It would already be like, what? 13? 12? No.
Yeah, we're doing the math. See, we're in media.
I'm
we're not
just shaking
really
my
math
head
here.
In here. No, like, wait till you're in your late 20s to have kids, guys. Live it up while you can.
Well, this technically was a family friend. So we went up to New Jersey, and it was a little bit rural area.
Okay.
And they had chicken coops. So anyways, we get wasted at the open bar. We go back to the people's house for an after party. And, I mean, they serve pizza. I was having a great time. And they're like, have you ever fed chickens? And I'm like, do I look like I fed chickens? And nothing against that. I think it's great to live and supply your own food and live off the farm.
That's amazing.
And the land.
But in all of your years, you had never fed a chicken.
Maybe when I was like a baby at a farmer's market, you know, or one of those things where they have animals and goats. But yeah, never really. So this
really?
Is my first time. I brought a video. By the way, this video, I have wine in hand.
I love it.
Drunk. I'm doing a Brooklyn accent. I don't know what I'm doing.
I think this is great. Yeah, we're seeing it right now.
Ever feeding a chicken. Look at my eyes. It's a disaster. Took the whole thing. It's pretty anticlimactic if you think about it.
Yeah, you talked that up a little bit.
it ends there. I thought there was more words. Okay, yeah. So
now
that
we
was
cut it off. That's that. I think that's amazing.
But
God,
you grew up in Maine, and
I
so
grew up, yeah, on farms and with goats and sheep and all that stuff, which is amazing to me that there are people who haven't really fed like farm animals.
Yeah, they were making fun of me. They're like, "Okay, you city for."
Have you ever? You've never probably gone collected eggs like when you have to go in the chicken coop with the rooster and everything, collect the eggs out of their little hen boxes.
No, and they went to go get them, and I've learned so much this weekend.
Yes,
hens only give birth for 2 years, and then they make them into chickens and eat them.
Right, because they'll only lay eggs for like a couple years. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea. Anyways, it was really cool, and I drunkenly fed chickens.
Well, there's a couple stories I thought we would talk about, and then I want to ask you because, you know, obviously I share everything on this show, and I was talking about my relationship with Dan a couple weeks ago, right? We were having this whole debate. Alex, you don't know this whole story, but I've been with my boyfriend for like 5 years, and he works in youth soccer and he's super busy. Like, this is his season. So anyway, every year around this time, we really have like these breakdowns in our relationship because he's so busy. He works like 7 days a week for 3 months straight. And I get really upset. Like, I don't see him. We don't emotionally connect because all he's focused on is soccer, right? So we had this like big moment a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, I don't see how I can go on with this relationship if we're not going to spend time together. I like disinvited him from Easter. It was a whole thing, right?
Oh, okay? Boy.
Yeah. But anyway, we worked through it.
It was a whole thing.
So I love a man's perspective because I don't want to be like overly emotional, and I am very emotional. So who knows? Maybe I was wrong. So anyway, when I'm having this argument with him, I often say to him, like, because Dan never really like lived. I'm the first woman he's ever lived with, like first long-term relationship, you know? So I always say to him, you don't really, because sometimes he's like, I think he thinks I'm a lot of maintenance and like a lot of work. And I'm like, you don't really have a good guide.
Your gauge for high maintenance chicks is terrible. So what does he know about it?
Thank you. Right. I said, how can you judge? You've never lived with another woman. You've never really been like dated a lot of other women. So you don't really have like a guide.
Right.
I am easy breezy. Okay.
Let me tell you about me.
I mean,
what were the reasons he gave for what, like how you're high maintenance and stuff like that?
Well, he just thinks that I should be more flexible in our relationship so that, you know, when he knows this is my season and that, or his season for soccer, and I should just kind of like go with the flow, give him his space, know that when the season's done, we're going to hang out, like all that stuff. I should know that and sort of roll with it.
Is it
instead of me going, hey, I think that it's not unreasonable that we have one date night a week. Is it that we don't work?
Yeah, is it one of those things where you're kind of inseparable when the season's done?
Not exactly, Alex.
Well, yeah, you're probably too busy for that, so.
We are. Like, we're
and
both
he is,
super,
too.
Yeah, we're super busy, but I'm like, one day a week, we should commit to, like, no phones and spending time together. And, Alex, I'm a few years older than you are, so we're, like, at this phase where we're like, oh, maybe we'll have a family. I'm like, how are we going to have a kid when everyone's so busy and we hardly hang out? And I think you have to hang out to have a really good relationship.
Right.
So he wants me to be more flexible, and I'm like, there is no other woman on earth that would put up with this schedule aside from me.
So you're lucky. You're welcome.
But he always argues that lack of experience, it does not mean lack of knowledge. So I wanted to know what you guys thought, like, if that's true. Because to me, I'm like, I think you have to have the experience to have the knowledge. And he's like, no, experience means crap unless you have.
Sounds like you've had this debate a lot.
I got both sides, Alex. I got both sides. So he basically says experience means crap if you don't have self-reflection. So, like, you could have the same experience over and over, and if you never learn and you never do anything different, then you're not getting ahead. And he's basically saying that, like, even though he doesn't have the experience of a lot of girlfriends or living with somebody else, he still has the knowledge. And I just don't think that's a good argument.
I have to side with you on this one only because I think that experience in relationships does matter. If he's never lived with another woman, what does he have to compare to?
Alex, what do you think? You're a guy.
What's your past history?
Yeah, have you lived with, like, any women yet? Any serious relationships with women?
Once
or men?
Brief.
I don't know what.
So I'm in college right now still, and we're at the time where we just don't want to commit to anything. I lived briefly with a woman for, like, a month, but then that's
okay,
all my experience. So I would definitely say experience equates to more knowledge because you can only gain so much from reading BuzzFeed articles online.
It's true. You've got to, like, actually live with people and date a lot of people so then you know what you like and you don't like, I think.
Right. No,
He feels like you don't need that. You don't need to date a ton of people to know.
Well, does he have any past experience with, you know, one night thing? I mean, he knows women, so it's not like he's coming out of blind.
No, I mean, he's not coming out of it blind.
Right.
But
and he's had short stints, not long relationships.
I mean, I lived with a hoarder, so I clearly know that, like, I'm in love with Dan. I'm like, I've lived with a man who was, like, 14 years older, who had two kids from another marriage, who was a hoarder. Like, I know from that experience.
That's a lot of baggage.
Yeah, it was a ton. And, like, wow. I would come back I would go up there because we lived for a while together in D.C. And then he moved to New York, so we would go back and forth. And when I would get to New York on Fridays, literally, this man was, like, in his 40s. The entire sink would be filled with dishes from the week that he had never put in the dishwasher.
Expects you to come in on Friday and your vacation.
Like, somebody, yeah. Or he'd just be like, I'm eventually going to call someone. Eventually, like, when the rats are, like, in here? I mean, like, what's the plan?
So Dan appears to be.
So, like, Dan is amazing. He's, like, super neat. Like, he's, you know, never, like, a hoarder. Like, we're minimalists. I love that part about him. He's super smart. I mean, there's so many positives. But I'm just, like, emotionally connected. I need you to be, like, where Jay-Z was in that interview with David Letterman.
And he was so, like, we got through the hard times. We did therapy.
Yes. Alex, you haven't watched that show, have you? With David Letterman's new show on Netflix? Because you told me you're a Netflix guy, right?
Yeah, but no, I haven't watched it. All I can say about the situation, though, is that Beyonce should have dumped him because she's an absolute 10 and he's a 3. So,
truthfully,
he has no reason to cheat on her.
He's one of the best rappers of all time. Well, he talks about that, and he basically says that not growing up with the dad, and his dad had so many anger issues and so many addiction issues of his own. So, everybody in Jay-Z's life fled.
And he never knew how to deal with his emotions
and so
with his problems.
He basically credits Beyonce for sticking by his side, and then they went to therapy, and how therapy essentially made him awake to his emotions and to be able
to, like, hashtag woke.
Yeah, he's, like, much more woke. Yes.
True.
So I feel like that's what I'm saying is, like, okay. I mean, Jay-Z was amazing in that interview.
Basically, you and Dan are Beyonce and Jay-Z reincarnated is what you're saying.
I don't know about that. That's a real stretch. But I loved how, like, emotionally in touch Jay-Z was. I'm like, we just have to go to more therapy, Dan.
Completely agree.
That's the answer.
You guys were really good after the therapy. You had 1 year of intensive.
Therapy's amazing. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Alex, you have so much to look forward to.
Doesn't seem like it, but hey.
You have a bright future ahead of you.
So here are the couple of stories before we get to Alex News and some of the other things on the show. A wedding planner says that it's passive aggressive and people need to stop putting on their wedding invitations. And I know, AJ, you've been going to a lot of weddings because your girlfriends are either having babies or getting married.
What is this?
But yeah. This wedding planner says that one of the worst things you can do on an invite is... She says that when you put on the invitation, like, your presence is enough at the wedding. But if you'd like to give us a gift, here's a list of the places that we've registered. She says that's absolute BS. It's coy and awful. If you want to have a list, have a list. And so do it in a grown-up manner. But it's passive-aggressive to ask people that their presence there is enough and then to basically
provide them with a list of
things. Do you guys think that's... like ridiculous to have this kind of, do you think it is sort of like a backhanded, hey, we really want a gift?
Yeah, but they're just too proud to say, you have to give us a gift. So they give you the option. Oh, we love the fact that you're here. But
I thought I would do that too. She also says it's super annoying when people ask, like, for you, hey, we don't want a gift. We want you to give us money for a honeymoon. I mean, isn't that what a wedding, if you're having a wedding and you're inviting people, aren't you?
We don't really care about you coming. We just want your gift.
I mean, what do you have to give people guides? I feel like that's bullshit. Like, give them...
Oh, right. I get what you're...
But she's basically saying you're guilting people, even though you're saying, like, hey, we don't really want a gift. I understand that argument. Like, she's saying you're basically telling people, we don't really want a gift, but fine, get us a gift. So then people who don't still feel the pressure.
And they look like losers because they didn't bring anything except for themselves.
But I'll tell you, all my friends are doing this too, and I don't feel any pressure to give them a gift. I'm like, because most of the time I'm flying there, getting paying my own hotel. I'm like, I don't feel bad about not getting you a gift.
No, I was just going to say, that whole thing with you expecting them to come. My brother's doing a destination wedding in Mexico.
Are they expecting gifts?
Probably not. I mean, they're going to stay in Mexico and then they have to pay for the hotel and everything. So I think that's a gift in itself.
I used to think, though, that I would not do the gift registry. But now, if in fact I ever get to any altar, like, I'm going to just be like, I want fucking everything. Okay.
I make it there.
Bit of a double standard there. But it's okay.
The Rolls Royce. Yep. I'm going to need you to pay for every blessing. I'm going to list like so much shit. People. Because, like, it's going to be such a miracle. Like, you're coming once. I'm getting to the point in my life when half of my life is already over, okay? Like,
well, there's really only time for one wedding.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm registering for all of it. Plus, I want you to pay for my honeymoon. Is that crazy?
No. Your fans will come out strong.
And I'm going to do the cash tree. I don't think they do those anymore either, but I'm going to bring it back. And that's basically what
you got to explain this to Alex and me. What is a cash tree?
Oh, my God. I love doing a show. I mean, this show is by millennials and for I love doing this as a millennial. So anyway, the cash tree used to be that when you went to the wedding reception, that they would put, like, somebody would have like this kind of like wire tree, or it would be like a fake faux tree, and it would have like clothes hanger clips, like clips on it, and someone would put like $5, $10. Anyway, you were supposed to walk by the tree like when you went into the reception hall, and you would clip cash to the tree. It was like a cash tree, like a money tree.
That sounds great. I need that at my birthday party.
Right, for the bride and groom. And then at the end of the night, whatever, someone would collect it. So not only did you bring gift, then you also did the cash tree. And that money was supposed to go to their honeymoon. I'm bringing that shit back too.
That's crazy.
Both of them.
But what does it go to? Just their life in general, or like their honeymoon, the cash tree?
The cash tree goes to the honeymoon. Yeah, so it's supposed to be like extra cash. So you give them a $100 blender.
Yeah.
Then you would hit them with the cash tree. So then they had money for both, and I'm bringing all that shit back every time. Like,
do it.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to, like, at the church, I'm going to send around the basket as well, like your collection basket.
Some people just accept money for weddings.
Really?
Yeah, like Italian weddings, they just give, like, this is from the Baladucci family, $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am in the wrong family. Mine is so cheap. Oh, my God. They'll probably give me rolls of coins. Like, literally will. Okay, AJ, I know that you and I can both relate to this because Dan has a comic book collection. He has, like, I think 1,000 comic books that are all
stored. You said 2,000.
Maybe it's 2,000. I think it is right. I couldn't remember. We must have, I'm going to say, 14 or 15 of these, like, long comic book boxes, and everything's in plastic and all this craziness.
Fits in your apartment.
No, we have a storage unit. We had to get a storage unit partially for Dan's comic books. But I can't really talk because I have a $500 collection, which is one of the creepiest things.
Oh, with the eyes that close and open and they're creepy.
All kinds of dolls. I have the Osbournes, NSYNC. I have everybody.
NSYNC,
like,
guys. Oh, my God.
Alex, would you date me, honestly? Like, we voted on you. Now, what? Now give me a vote.
Yeah, you've had no comments on us.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh,
maybe it's for the better.
So Yeah, I mean, if you guys were available, it'd definitely be a consideration, but I do not want to upset your boyfriends, so I'm not going to say anything beyond that, but no.
You're both really, not really scary. I don't think they care.
Yeah, he wants you to take me off his hands. He's like he's at the point.
Take her for 3 months while I'm reffing kids.
Oh. Yeah, he's at the point that he really wants that.
No, but you're both obviously gorgeous, like... and well-rounded, so it's definitely a yes from me.
He's known us for 2 days, Sarah. This is amazing.
I know. It's epic.
But even with Sarah's doll collection, you'd be willing to
date
her.
Yeah, would you take the dolls?
Do you have the JT one?
Yes, I have everything. I have
insane. Does he have the frosted tips?
Yes, he has the frosted tips. I'm all.
I think I'll take that from you, honestly.
Really?
It's got to be worth some kind of money.
No, they're not worth shit. Like, you go and, like, you Google them on eBay, you're like, oh, the Osborne family's got to be worth now $200 or $300. No.
Not a
cent. Like, they're worth less than what we paid. Like, we paid, like, $19.99. Yeah, I paid, like, $19.99 for Jack Osborne. Like, all now they're worth $9.99 on eBay.
That's surprising, because Beanie Babies are worth, like, thousands of dollars.
No, they're, like, not, though. There's only, like, 2 Beanie Babies. That's why
this
story...
What a ripoff.
I know.
What about the Webkins? Are those worth a lot now? What?
No, I don't think they're worth crap either.
Yeah, they were kind of fifth grade.
They are. They're not like you think all these things are. And there's like one Beanie Baby of Princess Diana, and it's only like the first 100 that are worth like $25,000, and the rest of them aren't worth anything.
Oh, what a letdown.
Yeah, it,
so you gotta be smart.
Believe my
when...
pocketbook. It's a huge letdown when you work in high school at the bowling center to afford a Jack Osborne doll that's now worth $8.99. Yeah, it's a real letdown.
What about Dan's comic book? So they work anything.
No, I don't think they're hardly worth anything either. But this guy, I wanted to do this story because this man wrote this Huffington Post, basically opinion article, where he shares that he spent $45,000. Daryl Austin is his name. He spent $45,000 on Legos. And he says that one of the bravest moments of his life is when he said on national TV as a contestant of ABC's Match Game about his Lego collection. And he actually says that he's in really good company with stars like Ed Sheeran and David Beckham collecting Legos as well. Yeah, you can see some of these pictures with his daughter and some of the collections that the daughter has of
$45,000. So he's gotten his kids invested in Legos as well.
Yeah.
The whole family. Is his wife? Did you say his wife was interested?
No, I don't think she's really interested. He's just basically sharing that he's not alone and that he's telling other hobbyists. Here you go. Here's a picture of his daughter.
Look at his separate. He has whole bins for the each color.
Yeah. For those of you, if you guys are watching on Facebook, you can see the picture. But if you're home and you're listening to the podcast, making dinner, you can basically, they've got like a couple of shelves and all these different sets of Legos are out that he's obviously put together. And then under, he's very, very organized and he has different drawers with all the Legos. Like you can see the pieces down there to the left. It's crazy.
That's incredible.
But is that, I mean, obviously that's not a deal breaker for you. Iggy makes, what does he make? World of Warcraft?
Oh, God. Yeah, he paints figurines.
I love this. This makes me feel so much better about my relationship. I was like, we're storing 14 boxes of, and the fact that he paints. But what is it? It's something, though.
I forget the name. A lot of guys, it's actually a well-known game. It's like World of Warcraft almost, but somebody knew. I don't know if you guys can think of the name, but basically it's like in 40-Year-Old Virgin when he's painting the blue cape. I always make this comparison because that's the only movie I've seen with this in it.
Okay.
Alex, do you know the name of the... No?
Of which guy?
It's a game where you paint figurines and then you play them on like a board field.
Oh, no. That sounds interesting, though.
Really? I'm surprised you're interested.
I wouldn't play it, but it's an interesting concept.
Oh, my God.
So it doesn't have a bad connotation
anyway,
for people to play, but
Iggy spends a lot of money, basically, to buy these figurines, then makes them swords, then paints them, but then buys the fake grass, puts all these together, and then goes and sells them. But here's the thing. Iggy's actually getting, like, $300 or $400, right?
For a piece. But you got to think it takes maybe 30 hours to paint a 2-inch figurine.
All right, that makes me feel better. So his salary is basically $8.99 an hour as well. Okay, he's worth Jack Osborne. Okay, because that's the thing that kills me is like after all this.
After all that time, yeah. So I get the whole collection thing, but it's,
I just thought it was interesting, like, because I'm sure a lot of you guys listening either are collectors of something yourselves or you are with a partner that is collecting something and has put, like, a fortune in. And I'm assuming Legos are probably like dolls. They're probably not really worth shit after they're out of the box. And
your significant other won't even take you on a date, yet they're spending... hundreds of dollars on this amazing collection.
Are you talking about your own relationship? Are you talking about?
Maybe.
A little of both.
Yeah.
You can always email me too, by the way, Sarah at heyfrage.com. So Sarah with an H, S-A-R-E-H at heyfrage.com. You can always weigh in on any of the stories we talk about. If your significant other has a collection, love to hear it. Are you sick of passive aggressive wedding invites? And then who knows, we might read your mail for pineapple mail. One other thing that we love is this story. The internet's going crazy. We're going crazy. When I showed Alex and AJ the picture of this 27-year-old guy who now looks like a Disney prince after losing like 70 pounds. You guys were also either mortified by him and you thought like he looked like a half man, half horse, or you guys, I think he's super hot, by the way. Jeffrey Kendall is his name, by the way. He's 26. Sorry about that. He lost 70 pounds. He's gone through some traumatic things with his mom. She had a brain aneurysm. She was in a coma for 7 months. She's doing much better now. But anyway, oh my, he looks uncanny. Like a Disney prince.
Right.
But you don't think he's attractive. You're like,
for some reason... Okay, well, okay, I'm not going to say he's not, but
oh my
he looks...
Oh, God, look at the before and after.
That if you guys transformation is...
If you're watching online, you can comment. If you are home, just Google this guy. Jeffrey Kendall is his name, the before and after.
What How much weight say? Did he lose?
70 pounds.
That's it? It looks like he lost a half a person. I mean, that's
what she's like, that's it?
Do they not... Okay, to me, they don't even look like the same person. And I'm not saying the one on the left or the one on the right is more or less attractive. I'm just saying that they don't even look alike, except for the hair. And maybe it's the facial hair.
I should have brought up my photos, by the way.
Oh, yes,
because
you're before and after.
I'm in this guy's position. I mean, I don't look like a Disney anything. I mean, I probably... I look like the candelabra, maybe, from Beauty and the Beast.
No, you're giving me maybe like Snow White vibes with the short, cute...
I don't think so. What's one of the witches or whatever? I mean, give me a break. Snow White, maybe 10 years ago.
But he looks like a mythical creature.
Why do you think the size of his eyes are so different?
Shannon, that's another thing.
Shannon's also one of the producers here. She runs all of our video stuff and audio. So, Shannon, you think his eyes look abnormally big in the after?
Bigger?
Right? They do, yeah. I didn't even think about that until you guys mentioned it. I thought he kind of looks like himself.
I think he lost weight even in his eyes.
Okay, also his nose is different. Look at his, this is not the same person.
You don't think it is the same
person? No.
Look, his nose is different. I think it is the same person. See, but he's just like, his face is in the before picture, his face is like raised a little bit. In the second one, he's like looking into the camera much more. He's much more like posed. And
for those of listening on the podcast, can you describe him? His hair is luscious.
Oh my God. I mean, he truly looks like an Aladdin prince. He's got luscious, long brunette hair that almost has like a natural curl. Looks like Pantene Pro-V'd up. Like, it's beautiful, silky hair. The before one, he just looks like a lumberjack from Maine that I used to date in high school. It's like, I mean, he just does. Like, yeah, like, no, oh, yeah. Ugh, I was having sex with that guy when I was 17. It wasn't pretty.
Oh, boy. You probably wish it was the guy on the right.
Yeah,
even the guy in the middle.
I do, yeah. I'll
give it to him.
Any of the others. Anyway.
Daddy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So hot. I want to see that movie.
Yeah, that's a major come up.
I mean, that's a major come up. There's your come up story. There's your come up segment.
Guys, I'm starting a new segment where we're doing come ups. Like, they really have improved over the...
I hate to do this to you. It's only because he's going back to Ohio. So, Alex, we're giving a segment for just 2 weeks, then he's done. So, Alex, come on in here, because you pitched that you wanted to do Alex News on the show. And, again, Alex is from Ohio. He's kind of a friend. He wants to get into the podcasting business. So, he's sort of shadowing us. And, again, we voted on him on Instagram. We were like, we got to keep this guy. He's great. So, Alex has a couple of news stories. And, Alex, what was the thinking behind this? You essentially... said what? You thought that AJ and I just needed to hear like your news or what?
It's important, I guess, to have a male perspective on the issues, to have a bit of diversity at the table.
Okay, sure. That's it.
For once, I can say myself as an example for diversity.
Okay, there you go.
As a white cis male.
Yeah, there you go. So what are the stories, by the way, that we need to know about?
Oh, for sure. So I am a big wrestling fan. Ha ha, you're an idiot. I know.
Yeah, because I do not at all follow wrestling or anything.
Yeah, but you probably follow The Bachelor, so it equates.
Okay, it's wrestling. Yeah, I saw this trending, by the way, all over Twitter last night.
WrestleMania.
This morning, John Cena, Ronda Rousey. Who's The Undertaker?
So the Undertaker's real name's Mark Calloway.
Okay.
He's 55 years old, and this was probably the last match of his career.
Oh.
He beat John Cena quite handily, and people love him because he's this guy that literally is the embodiment of his name.
Okay.
Which one is he in that picture?
We're looking at a picture of WrestleMania right now.
He's actually not in that picture because they didn't tell people he'd come till yesterday when he showed up.
Oh.
But he comes into this very with this very creepy music, and it's like his nickname's the Dead Man. So, yeah, interesting guy.
What is it, by the way, when it comes to WrestleMania that you like? Because once in a while, I was saying this to AJ, once in a while I'll tune into it, only the end of it on TNT right before I watch Biggie and Tupac Unsolved. Like, I'm like obsessed with Biggie and Tupac. And it just seems so cheesy. Like, it's just these guys
seems
that sort
fake.
Of like, yeah.
They, well,
like,
it's very real, the punishment they do. They actually do take chair shots. They go through tables. But it is scripted. So with WrestleMania, I just find it really entertaining. But it's more cringeworthy now because they used to have it as TV-14 and now it's TV-PG. So my roommates who both just think wrestling's a joke just make fun of me for all the time when I watch it in our living room.
And what was the deal with Ronda Rousey? Because obviously there was like a lot of people were very excited that she was coming to WrestleMania last night. So what was the deal? She was there to wrestle who?
So it was what they call a tag team match between American Olympian Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey versus Triple H, and then his wife Stephanie McMahon. So Ronda made her first appearance and absolutely kicked ass, as she should. She probably quit UFC because of the toll it was taking on her and just because she literally was just losing matches. She wasn't as good as she used to be.
That is like a come down. Like, really, you go from UFC to now you're doing like wrestling, fake wrestling?
Well, do you know Brock Lesnar?
No.
I've heard that name.
So if we go back to the promotional picture, he's the guy with like a buzz. So
half of his head shaved.
Yep,
oh, got
that
it.
That guy right there.
Looks like a hardo.
He started in the WWE, went to UFC, then went back to the WWE, and now he's going to go back to UFC.
Oh, so she could always go back.
Yeah, she could, but she kind of sucks now. So.
I thought what she other, was... Go.
No. I was going to say, what other news stories do you... But if you've got one more question, we'll do that.
I was just following up with Ronda Rousey that she's a beast. She weighs like...
Oh, she does?
Oh, she's up massive. Oh,
yeah. There you go. They're her arm shots. Her arm shots are pretty crazy.
She's just amazing. I think... But continue, yeah.
Anyway, okay, what else have you got for us?
So there was the mother who recently sent her son. I can't remember how old he was, but he was wearing a McDonald's Golden Arches shirt.
Yes.
But it was actually a parody of a woman with like stripper legs, and you can literally see kind of an ass crack like at the bottom of the shirt.
She sends her kid to school with this.
Oh my,
and this is a kid. Oh my god.
How can you look at that and not see some euphemism for something else?
Oh my god, I love this mother so much. This kid is 10 years old?
Yeah, and you get the sense that this is the type of woman that literally eats at McDonald's all the time. Because that's how intelligent she is.
What the heck?
Probably thinks it's healthy,
mistake.
Too.
Maybe she really thought it was McDonald's and she just let her son wear...
Wow.
Choose his own clothing?
Oh
yeah,
my
maybe
god.
It was like for a Vegas McDonald's or something.
But so she went on and apologized for this, right? I saw she put up a Facebook post or something and apologized.
Yeah, she put up a long Facebook post and it essentially said, "Oh, this was a hand-me-down to him, and I didn't really look at it enough to determine if it was inappropriate or not."
Okay, so we can't deem her as a bad mother.
But she still saw it. So
I think,
like,
that is epic. I think that is hysterical.
That's awesome.
So, I love it so much. I mean, where did we get one of those?
We've got to be selling them.
I would wear that
you.
In real life on this show.
All right, next episode, we're
I'm
all getting these shirts.
It.
We're all getting these shirts.
I once saw a shirt when I went to Mexico that said, it had the McDonald's logo and it said marijuana over a billion stoned, as opposed to over a billion sold at McDonald's.
Oh.
So I was only 13 when I saw it, but I would totally have bought that shirt now.
It is, I have to say, from afar, it does look like the Golden Arches. Sort of. But once you get it
the
all.
Heels.
The heels, yeah. I mean, it's basically a woman legs up and her booty in the air. I mean, and I'm
resembles
loving
an
it.
M, yeah.
It looks so good. I mean, that's really clever. Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Last story that you have for Alex News. What have you got?
So if we're going to move into the memes, we have a couple of interesting Krusty Krab Chum Bucket memes that I found. And these have been coming up more recently.
I like too that Alex like has decided, so we do a segment every Monday, you know, basically memes be like what, you know, sort of essentially, or memes be like, yeah. and Alex is just taking this over.
I actually disagree with this one a lot. Corona is simply the best majorly distributed beer there is, and Modelo's still good, but let's be real, Modelo belongs in the chum bucket.
So
there.
So what is this? This
it's always
is
Rona
a-
season.
It's always Rona season in yeah. Alex's world. And this is basically a meme of, describe what it is for people. Obviously, people on Facebook are watching, but if you're listening, what is the left and the right?
So if you've never watched SpongeBob, the Chum Bucket never gets any customers, and that's on the right. And the Krusty Krab gets everyone in Bikini Bottom.
Ah.
So it basically insinuates that what's on the left absolutely kills whatever's on the right.
Oh.
And the funniest one I've found so far, we were unable to get it for the show, but there's been this recent trend with girls telling guys like, hey, I want you to tell me to come over, like, or say, I want you to come over, as opposed to, oh, you can come if you want. And the one that said, I want you to come over, was on the Krusty Krab. And then the one that said, you can come if you want, it's on the Chum Bucket.
Do you do this to girls? You'll be like, yeah, because you're trying to act chill. So you're like, you can come over if you want.
Yeah, I always did it because I felt like aloofness was better than being like, hey, I want you to come over.
Right, that sounds a little creepy.
But I guess they want creepy now. I don't really understand.
No, they don't
girls.
Want creepy. They want direct, right?
Right.
Everybody can't stand when you're like, oh, come over if you want to. It's like, I can't stand the reply, sure. When you ask somebody a question, you're like, hey, can you talk on the phone right now? Sure. Like, to
doesn't
me, that
sound
just
excited
means like you
or
don't
int-
want to. Is it right. yes or no? So when I'm, this is like the part, like, I never want to be in the dating sphere ever again.
Oh, yeah.
But like, that shit would drive me nuts if they're like, oh, come over if you want to. Okay, you guys are like dating, or Alex, you are. So when guys say that, what does that mean? Yes,
well,
we really want you to come over, or no?
You're trying to act low-key chill.
You're trying to act low-key chill, but if I realize that she wants the more direct thing, like you guys obviously want, I'm gonna be like, I might even be like in all caps, hey, I want you to come over. Just
that's
really
too excited. No, that's too much.
Too excited? Okay. Maybe I got to tone it down a bit. There's one extreme, there's another. But
exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Quillen like a villain, thanks so much for the Quillen news. It was great. Forget Alex. Alex is too boring. Everyone's Alex.
You got to call me Quillen.
Quillen.
No, what is it? K-Quill? Your other nickname?
Yeah.
A-Quill.
A-Quill. Oh, Alex. His name is A-Quill. Yeah, that makes sense.
My name doesn't start with a K, so.
A-Quill. That's my favorite one.
I like A-Quill as well. I know. And it was so funny, too, when Alex came in today to intern, the first thing he asked was about, he's like, so who's putting on that canna brunch for you, that cannabis brunch you guys are going to? He's like, I'm down for that one. I'm like, okay, yes.
Yeah, I didn't understand why it was even a debate with you guys. You're like, should we do it? It's like, yeah, just do it. Like, isn't it for free?
Oh, yeah. They are a company in D.C. The only reason I'm asking should we do it or not is, like, are there any legal repercussions for us? Now, this company that wants to put it on for us says no, that as long as you're doing this in D.C., in your home, as a private invite event, you can have a cannabis brunch.
You're
and
totally
like,
good.
Yeah. So I'm like, but can we, if we're filming, and then, you know, I don't care, I'll be on camera eating like, cannabis waffles. But I'm like, oh, does that have any repercussions for you guys? I don't want you all to like your future employers. I mean, obviously it will be me. I pay extremely well.
Yeah, you pay so well.
So well.
You weren't willing to match the $800 a week salary my internship for the summer has.
Nope, not yet.
Come on, Sarah. I'm such talent. You need me.
I'm like, you are really talented. Yeah, we really like you. No, we really want you to come back. We could get you a bus ticket, but that's about it.
Everything else, lodging, you got to find yourself.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I can give you a food stipend. I mean, I can give you like a stipend every week, but it ain't going to be $800.
Yeah, AJ, what's your friend's name? If you get her to come back, I will come back. I will fly right in and chill with you guys.
Alex and Irene, everybody knows Irene the intern, because Irene was like the original, like
OG.
She's the OG, right? She was like the first real intern that like, it was ridiculous. She was so good. But Alex and Irene, since Irene has seen him online, have this like insane connection where they almost look alike too. They could almost be like like kind of twins. Like,
sometimes those are the good couples when they kind
really
of look
are.
Alike.
Yeah, they really are.
They creep people out sometimes, but
no, that would
like,
be
you don't
want to
look too much alike, but a little bit's fine.
Yeah, Alex. I think you two really have a future.
So she texted me and said, "Why was he not an intern when I was an intern?
I know
we would have been a thing." And we tried calling her today, but I think she's at work. So
I know she's at work. Alex, you were great. Thanks for joining the show. More to come. We're doing some pineapple mail next. We have a great.
Thank you, Alex.
Bad for the cameras.
I always gotta give my
exit. Yeah, give your exit, man. Okay, pineapple mail. We read your emails every single week. You can always email me, Sarah at heyfrage.com with what's on your mind. This one is from Tara. She says, "Hey, Sarah, I wanted to quickly write to you and let you know how much I am loving your podcast. I've been following since your 99.5 days and, of course, Serotine Mel on 107.3. I'm so glad to be able to listen to you on my commute to work or when I'm having a cardio day at the gym. You guys are hilarious, and I catch myself laughing out loud at the commentary. Thank you so much for having Ashley Darby on. My fiance and I are both reality TV obsessed, and she's one of our favorite Real Housewives of Potomac women. She seems like such an authentic, kind person, and you guys really meshed well together on the show. Well, I hope things work out between you and Dan. I ultimately hope you discover what will make you truly and utterly happy. You deserve it. All the best, Tara." Oh, thanks.
She's the best.
You are the best. And I feel like sometimes too, Dan is not a public person and he's put himself out there more publicly. So I always feel guilty on this show. Like I never want to be representing Dan as not, you know, because I mean, you guys know he's great.
He is. Like, he's great. He's...
Most of the time I'm wrong. I mean, let me tell you, I come up real quick and I go down real fast. I'm faster on the down.
But you guys are doing great. So we'll leave it a good. We'll leave everybody thinking that you and Dan.
We really are good. We always like work through things. We're very, and I am so in love with him. Like I love him right to death. You know, that's why it's like worked for 5 years. And I think relationships are work. And I definitely have had to unlearn the idea that your partner should be making you happy all the time. Like I am definitely that person that feels as though like, why aren't you, you know, you should be like always up and happy and like emotionally checking in. And I have to understand like that's not Dan, you know, necessarily, but I don't think it's a lot of men. I think I really want like a guy, like I just need a penis, but with a female personality. Like I just need that.
You got to get a lesbian with a strap on?
Yeah, maybe that's what I need. On that note, we'll see you on Wednesday. Paul Wharton is going to be here. All right, you guys. Love it.
Back.
Bye, everybody. Be sure to follow AJ. Where can we follow you?
It's going to be at the Andrea J. Lopez on Instagram.
A. Quillen, where do we follow you?
So my name on Instagram is Daquarius Q, DaQUARIUSQ.
Oh my God.
If I were to call
it. Change that shit. Nobody knows that.
We'll tag you in something.
It's the best name. Bye,
guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.